Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and let's talk all about sleep. Sleep is so important, and beauty sleep is one of my priorities, but also just restful, restorative REM sleep. Today, I'm going to give you the top tips for why we need better sleep and what you need to do to have better, restorative, restful beauty sleep. So during sleep, your skin's blood flow increases, and your skin rebuilds in the nighttime. This is the time when collagen is produced at its highest levels, and your UV damage from the daytime is repaired. And adding a couple of important ingredients to your nighttime regimen is going to amplify the skin's overnight metabolic repair processes. So I love to add my vitamin C serum. Vitamin C is a collagen cofactor, is so important to stimulate collagen production, and Retin A, which turns over cells faster. As we age, the cells don't turn over fast enough. You get dull, dry skin sitting on the surface. Retin A exfoliates and turns over your skin faster. So one of my important tips for nighttime is this is a very good time to apply vitamin C, Retin A, and stem cell growth factors. Did you know that stem cells definitely will proliferate and improve when there's a suitable microenvironment? And that happens at night when certain hormones and cytokines are boosted. Your stem cells will actually improve and produce more stem cell growth factors and improve the whole milieu of anti-aging in your body. I recommend sleeping on your back. That's a very important tip. Tip number two is sleep on your back. When you sleep on your back, it's very beneficial for spine alignment, reduces your tension headaches, improves your sinus drainage, stops your snoring and sleep apnea. Some people sleep worse on their back, but depending on your throat and your tongue, sleeping on your back is very beneficial for open airway. I love the idea of sleeping on your back to avoid creases on your face. I've been using a Sleep and Glow pillow at night, and that really has helped to cradle my neck in a position where I don't want to sleep on my side. And even if I do roll over and sleep on my side, it has little cutouts that prevent repeated folding of the skin, causing sleep lines. And you might think that your sleep is essential. It doesn't matter how you sleep, but it really matters. If you can imagine 20 years of compressing delicate skin repeatedly on one side or the other of your face, you certainly will have changes related to friction and tissue damage from repeatedly sleeping on your face. I can always tell which side of the face people sleep on because of sleep lines. And vertical lines on your face are the sleep lines. If you see vertical lines on your forehead, Botox will not fix those. Filler can fix them, but you must break the bad habits first. Otherwise, you're definitely going to just continue to have problems with the filler, folding repeatedly and causing additional creasing. I also noticed that jowling worsens on people who sleep on their side. And that makes sense because the heavy weight of the cheek folds upon itself. That happens right at the corner of the mouth, and that is where jowling will tend to get amplified. Moisturizing your face at night is so helpful. This is a great time, especially if you take an evening shower or a bath. You definitely need to come home and wash off the day in terms of makeup and pollutants and junk that gets on your skin all day long. So right after you wash your face or hop out of the shower, one of the best times of the day to moisturize is evening. And always put your most active products on first, your vitamin A, your Retin A. That gets sealed in with a nice, occlusive, more dense and rich moisturizer. Moisturizing your face at night keeps it properly hydrated and helps you to look more youthful. I love my Night Quench, of course, and that one is super rich with ceramides, peptides, a ton of green tea. Green tea is so important as an antioxidant, and I love the way it feels and smells. I recommend changing your bedding quite regularly, and definitely the pillowcases. Remember, acne will get exacerbated when people do not wash their pillowcases regularly. We all know this from college, right? The oils of the face, the makeup, the grime, everything that builds up, the hair residues, that is going to clog your pores. Make sure that you wash your face, and before you go to bed at night, remove your makeup. Make sure you wash your pillowcase. Trying bedding with silver embedded in the fabric reduces bacterial growth because of the antimicrobial properties. Silk is so helpful. It's very lightweight, very smooth. A silk or satin pillowcase, it's a real thing. And now we have pillowcases infused with proteins, peptides, and moisturizers that help reduce wrinkling of the skin. And if you have a chance to try that, I definitely recommend those infused pillowcases and silver embedded pillowcases and fabrics. They definitely work. Human growth hormone kicks in at night, and that's responsible for accelerating skin's repair and skin regeneration. Between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., your production of human growth hormone, HGH, can double. When you're in a deep sleep, you can see cell turnover increase threefold between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. And then it's definitely a great time in those deep hours of the night for restorative deep restful sleep. But did you know that the majority of your REM sleep happens earlier, like between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.? I am a big fan of trying to sleep as soon as I feel tired. So I often will have a dinner around 8 or 9 and then feel quite exhausted afterwards, and then just really fall asleep hard for 3 or 4 hours and then wake up at like 2 a.m. to do some work. And now I'm going to have to change my habits because I realize that my REM sleep is getting interrupted. I'm not getting the benefit of it if I'm waking up in the middle of REM sleep cycles, and that also I'm not getting enough HGH, and that's going to affect my skin over time. So think about your daily habits. Think about turning down blue lights and computer use for at least 2 hours before bedtime. Remember that closing your drapes and blinds to get a dark room, and turning off EMF, like the humming of computers, the humming of stereos, the humming of like background electronics. If you turn off the EMF in the room, you're going to have the most amazing sleep. Now, some people want you to sleep with your windows open so that the drapes will let in the natural light of the day in the morning. And I do think that that is beneficial. And if you have either one of those lights that turns on gradually with the light bulb effect improving and gradually waking you, that is very beneficial. And it helps set your pineal gland and your circadian rhythm, because the neuro-optical connection of the pineal gland, the optic nerve, and the light coming in will gradually reprogram your brain and the melatonin levels that you secrete to become more in tuned with what they were as a child when we were not on devices all night long. And during COVID, our device habits have become so bad. I don't know about you, but I was on my phone till 2 a.m. scrolling, and part of that is still with me. So I need to purge myself of that. This fall, we need to do a full reset. We need to have good, healthy sleep habits, have an early dinner, like eat around 6. Don't eat too late. You want about at least 4 or 5 hours before you lay down so your stomach can empty. You also want to make sure that if you're doing intermittent fasting, you're eating within your time window. And then don't forget that you reduce acid reflux and sleep apnea when you eat early. So I think this habit of starting earlier dinners and maybe even a little walk after bedtime, turning off the blue lights and the computer use, and then really letting yourself hit a deep restful sleep and sleeping through all of that restorative REM sleep at 10 p.m. and the 2 a.m. growth hormone blast, and then getting up around 5 or 6, like just have a really regular regimen. Remember sleeping on your back, and don't forget your morning routine. One of the reasons we can't fall asleep at night is because our brain is racing. So make yourself a little sticky note, write down the top 5 things you must get done the next day, and kind of prioritize your day and think about your chores, read something inspirational, listen to some calming music. And reading is such a nice habit, right? Getting off your screen and getting into a book, really beneficial. If you must sleep on your side, try a sleep pillow. And definitely use great skincare products, because this is one of the times you can pamper your skin. You can grow more collagen. You can definitely have improvement of transepidermal water loss with high levels of moisturizer. And then improve your stem cell growth factors as well. That's it for now, guys. I hope you'll take advantage of some of these ideas with your own sleep regimen. It is possible to have amazing sleep. And in case nobody has told you, You have a 1.5 hour sleep cycle. If you get interrupted and wake up in between those amounts of time, you are going to feel groggy and not as alert. So time your sleep. 1.5 hours when you set that alarm, and 3 or 4 cycles, 5 cycles of 1.5 hours, and it's time to wake up. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my Night Crunch, love that product, my vitamin C, the Retin A, which is called Diamond Line Refine, and the Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. And above all, think about yourself and sleep well. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and sleep well.